Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I'm joined by very exciting sister company today. Hello, Claire.
Hello. How's it going?
I'm so well. This is so exciting. It's a little last minute. We did a little switcheroo, but I'm so happy that you're here on the show with us.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited. We're going to have a fun little sister chat today. Excited to be back on the podcast. We've had some serious technical difficulties the show. I don't even know if you know this.
No.
This is actually my low for the week, for the past couple of weeks. And I actually don't know what's wrong. I'm just jumping into this episode because I feel like we have a lot to catch up on. Mm-hmm. I thought that it would be solved by the time we were back this week, but I think I have to talk to Apple support because
that doesn't sound fun.
No, it doesn't sound fun at all. I'm switching my host for my show from Libsyn to Audioboom because Audioboom is now like who I'm signed with for management for my podcast. But somehow my Apple podcast episodes are not showing up. They're not reading.
Lovely.
They're not reading the RSS feed, and I can't find the episodes.
Good.
It's great. Not reading the show. So I thought
that
I had solved it.
Great for business.
Like a huge chunk of our listeners are not able to access the episodes. So I thought that I was like, okay, I don't want to like keep losing episodes. So we skipped last week. Thought it was solved. Wasn't solved. Still not solved. Mm-hmm. Here we are. So you're probably listening on either YouTube or Spotify.
Okay.
And it's like you can only make so many announcements until I'm like, okay, maybe they'll figure it out. So hopefully this will get solved soon because this is an issue, but I apologize for the confusion that it might have caused.
Hilarious.
I'm just as confused, to be honest.
As a side note, do I feel really high? Do I look high at all?
So mom likes to raise the... No, you look... It's actually good for the camera
cool.
because if you go lower, then you look very like low on camera.
Okay.
So
perfect.
It's actually better to be... Because this table's low.
Yes. No, I feel very high, but as long as it looks okay.
We're both high.
Fantastic.
And okay, it looks good. Better. Go. Yeah. Because sometimes when we go really low, then I feel like you can't... We look small when watch it back.
Just wanted to check.
Totally. Yeah. Any other questions? I started talking about myself.
I think I'm good right now.
Well, so mom was going to be on the show today, but we switched her to Patreon for this month, and she's actually watching Henry right now. Oddly, it's kind of been... I'll let you talk in a second. I feel like I have a lot to share. It's been a very busy like start to the week.
Yeah, specifically today, like with just like weird, odd things that I don't know. It was just...
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
been busy, but like a fun busy.
Well, like your toe.
That is just like insane.
Do you want to talk about your toe?
That's also why I'm doing this because I did not. So yes, I just got back from a podiatrist appointment because I have not one, but two ingrown toenails.
Terrible.
Yeah, horrible. So that appointment took way longer than expected because I had to like numb one of my toes. And like then I have like an intolerance to the numbing agent. So like it wasn't numbing. It was a whole thing. So then by the time I got back, you guys were watching Henry.
Yeah.
And like... The whole schedule was thrown off this afternoon. So I was like, I'd love to be on the podcast. This would be super fun.
Yes.
So, which is also why I'm just kind of in athletic clothing.
No, you look cute.
Well, thanks. I'm obsessed with Addison Bae. It's my new, I feel like, mom wear right now because, I mean, who doesn't love Lululemon and Athleta? But I don't know. This is like really fun and preppy. It's bright colors. Henry loves the colors.
No, I like it for you right now because it is so much brighter and like it definitely has more of a personality than I think a Lululemon or an Athleta.
Definitely.
You know, it looks more like an outfit.
Yes, I kind of looked like a clown yesterday, but like a cute clown because it was like bright blues and greens.
So.
But like it was not, you know, it wasn't like 85 and sunny out. So like the outfit itself was actually adorable. But you know, for Cleveland, like 70 degree weather, it was like kind of overcast.
I liked it though because like I was like, when did you tan your legs? Like your legs look tan. I was like impressed by you that you're like able to. But you've been using that Jergens.
The Jergens. It's super fast and it works really, really well.
Yeah.
At least for me. I don't know. And then mom got us those brushes.
Uh huh.
That work super well with the Jergen. So I actually put it on before the little masters get together over here. Because I had like that cute green and white dress on and my legs were extremely pale. Like they were see-through. So I put on the tan.
They looked really tan yesterday. You and mom are really advocates for like a buildable.
Oh, yes. I would much rather do that and be done with it than like sit in Saint-Tropez, which I used to absolutely love. But like to sit in Saint-Tropez for 2 to 4 hours actually sounds like my worst nightmare
now. For it to still not be. And then you have to wait for it to set in a little bit. And then
Jergens, it also kind of comes off fast, which I don't actually mind because I just reapply. dry. Right. Like, I feel like with the Saint-Tropez, it's like exfoliating, scrub, like it's a full week event.
1,000%. Mm-hmm. And like recently with the Loving Tan, it stains my shower. So then I'm like, on top of, you know, exfoliating and everything else, I'm scrubbing my shower mm-hmm. once a week. So yeah, but just I was like really added impressed. Thing. It's such an added thing. And now mm-hmm. we're heading into that season where we have to be tan all the time.
Right.
I really sunk into my paleness for all of the winter.
My whole pregnancy.
Yeah, I just was like the whole winter. I couldn't get myself there.
No. Now we are gonna run into an issue. So like this weekend we're going away.
Yes.
Really unexpectedly, which is so fun, like totally spontaneous of us. But my like tan stops like midway up my thigh.
Okay.
So we're going to have a little bit of an issue where I'm going to need to actually exfoliate because like there's a pool. I'm assuming right. we'll be at the pool.
We're going to be at the pool. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to get pool ready.
Look like a crazy person.
So there's going to be that issue. So I'm going to actually I'm glad you said that because I'm going to yes. have to now do a full body tan.
Right.
So I'm going to start exfoliating tonight mm-hmm. on Tuesday to be prepared for Friday.
Yeah.
We actually, this a little, it's your birthday week also. Yes. I should have started mm-hmm. off with saying that. That's your beau probably.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And the fact that we're now going away for the weekend.
I'm so, so excited. That's like another huge bow.
It kind of came out of nowhere.
It did come out of nowhere.
But it was, I don't know whose idea it was, but it was basically brought up on Sunday. And
well, I think it was kind of Dad's idea
to
maybe
course.
Go like to this one place. And then we were like, no. And then you suggested where we're going.
Yes.
Because you've seen it. I mm-hmm. maybe heard of it. I don't know if I had heard of it, though.
I feel like you probably have seen it on like
Instagram and yeah. not really paid attention.
That's what I would think. Because I know I saw it when it was being built years ago. And then...
Oh, it's newer.
Oh, yeah. It's only like 2 years old. It's brand new, like built from the ground up.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. I think it was 2024.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
No, it's very new. I don't even think they took over somebody else. Like, I think it's literally brand new.
Okay.
And then mom saw it as well because, like, she recognized the designer who did it, I think it was.
Yes.
And then she saw it on people's Instagrams. And I've really wanted to go, but it's not the easiest place to get to.
Right.
And it's also, there's not, like, a ton to do. So that's why a weekend is absolutely perfect because it's just two nights.
And like it's your birthday week mm-hmm. and this nobody had anything going on this weekend and we kind of had like the travel bug. So yeah, it was like spontaneous.
No, it was perfect.
But I think it's going to be the perfect place, like you said, for 2 days.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
And like you said, we'd never been there before. So I'm pumped. We got to figure out like outfits and everything mm-hmm. like that.
I started making my packing list when Henry was napping.
Oh my gosh. What are you like? So, I feel like a lot of the things from Palm Beach will work.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we can also talk about this, but I did a huge spring cleanup. Mom came over and helped me. And I basically am selling or donating all of my clothes. Like, just all gone. This is basically all I have to wear.
This is pullover is the only thing in her wardrobe that she's wearing.
And it's by choice. Like, it's not.
Yes.
And it's just things like I've always felt like I was good at cleaning out, but like until I just stopped cleaning out. Like probably once I got pregnant and like all that kind of stuff. Cause I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to wear. And I was only wearing maternity clothes. And I mean, all this to say, it was basically just like laziness. And there were some things that I pulled out and mom just kind of like looked and she's like, yeah, I think we can get rid of it. It's like, you know, 8 years old or something like that.
What was the oldest thing in your closet? Like, did you have stuff from obviously like,
oh, I had stuff from college, but it was like, there was one specific pullover that mom and I have both, like, even when I would do a cleanup before, we're like, oh my gosh, no, keep it. Like, it's just a cozy, it's more of like an athleisure type thing.
Oh my gosh. It scares the crap out of me. So many of this podcast is hanging on literally by a thread. Half of my episodes are missing and we always try and you, this is the jankiest show.
I didn't know what dropped. It scared me.
It scares us every time this happens once in a while. It's our microphone covers, and they're so cute, but they really
adorable.
Just are with double stick tape, how we... And they always fall. But I usually like it's this.
You
it's
should almost like Velcro it.
We did a Velcro and then it kind of got dull. So we have to. So then we use tape. Always scares me. And I don't even think it's that loud on the microphone, like for the listeners. But for
probably
us,
not,
it's
but
like
I
so
was,
loud.
I jumped. Oh my, that was really like my heart. Not my,
my
heart.
My stomach. I'm like, who's down here? Oh my gosh.
It was hilarious. And then I also, to get back to the closet. Like t-shirts from like my sorority. I don't really wear them, but it was more like memory based stuff. So we put that upstairs, but I'm selling a lot on Poshmark right now, good. Which is amazing. I donated, I think like 3 huge hefty bags of stuff.
Amazing.
So, but it does pose a problem for this weekend because like I basically don't own any clothes anymore.
Right. Cause you really are starting from scratch.
Yes. And I have great dresses that so I'll just be in dresses from here on
perfect.
Out. And also like I'm working very hard since having Henry on like, you know, getting back in shape, not anything crazy, but like, I just feel like my size is fluctuating too, which it does after like having a baby. maybe. And then,
yes,
like now I'm working, but I don't really want to buy too many things because like I'm not to my goal quite yet.
Right.
So
no, we've actually had kind of a busy like 3 weeks, like the house, but yes. You and mom have been on a little bit of a health kick.
Yes.
So just healthy habits.
Right. And you guys are supporting me mainly, which yes. is super nice because it's always easier to do it with
other
people.
You need support. Yes. It's been like, so this is we're going into our third week.
Fourth week.
Oh, we're going to our fourth week. Oh my gosh.
We've done three full
weeks. Oh, we've done three full weeks. Yes. Oh my gosh, I've already lost track of time.
Yeah. No, and I think I'm walking so much that I now have two ingrown toenails.
Probably. Wait, yes. Is that how you get them? How do you
Well, the doctor looked at my shoes too, because I went like a month ago because I thought I was getting one. I thought we solved it. Didn't solve it. Not like she's fantastic, but like it was a me problem. And so she looked at my shoes, and I love On Clouds. I have very wide feet, and On Clouds are known to be narrow, but I've never had an issue before. Like I just go up a little bit in a size and it's fine. So I don't know. She said that I could keep wearing the On Clouds, maybe go up one more size.
Okay.
She said, or just stick to open-toed shoes right now. Yeah. Well, I mean, she was being funny.
Okay.
Like, I don't. She's like, what is going on? Because I have one on both big toes, and like that hasn't happened since high school tennis.
Wait, I'm dead, Claire. This is like a terrible time to have it. Like postpartum, like you're trying to, you're on your feet with like Henry and everything
and
like
I
that.
I love the podiatrist. Like I feel like I've gotten to know her really well in the last month or so because when I came back today too, she's like, oh no.
You were like there for like an hour and a half.
No, you guys, I was there for so long because we had to figure out two things. And then I'm now scheduled for like a toenail surgery to really just like end this whole thing in August. No, you guys, it's the weirdest. And it's kind of gross. Like
we've all had strange medical things going on, like my stomach infection, like Elizabeth's voice, like your toes.
No, it's bizarre. And Henry clearly has my feet. Like you look at Henry's feet and you're like, oh no.
No, his feet are so cute.
They're adorable now, like for a baby, but like he's gonna have these same problems. I was like, ooh, of all the things, like Henry is my twin. Like the two of us are identical. But I'm like, of all the things, like you really could have gotten Connor's feet. That would have helped a lot. I mean, even like our insurance bill in the future.
Luckily though, like because like feet are the easiest thing to cover. And also you do a guy, it's not like, okay, maybe he wears flip flops in a little bit, but like even your feet, I feel like you now know what kind of sandals to.
Oh, you know, I wear specific sandals to kind of cover my feet.
Yeah.
Like I can wear.
I would rather have bad feet than bad hands. I know people who have like chubby hands.
No, totally. Yeah. But I mean, I hate my feet. And I've always, like this is not a new thing. And they pose a lot of problems. Like we all have crazy high arches. I would say your arches are definitely the highest.
Dad and
but
I.
But I do have really high arches. Yes. And even the podiatrist today was saying, she was like, yeah, like I have short, they kind of look like squares.
They do.
Like
yeah.
I have really short feet. They're wide. And my toes are I don't know. How do we get on this topic? I don't know. Like, listening to the Emily on Post podcast where you hear about her older sister's feet.
We were going in depth. And I'm like, okay.
Started with a closet clean out.
I don't
know. I didn't even talk about the shoes I'm cleaning out, which I am cleaning out shoes.
No, describing the feet, you do. I mean, I will say, like, I'm not. You do have, like, interesting feet.
No, they're very strange. Like, my pinky toes don't touch the ground. Okay, I'm done describing my feet. It's super weird.
No, but they have, like, kind of come up throughout your life where there has been, like, issues.
No, it poses serious problems.
It has.
So, for this weekend, I will be in dresses and cute sandals.
Okay.
And I think I need to buy new tennis shoes.
And I think you need to buy new tennis shoes and stuff. Mm-hmm. But so you're having surgery to, like, get rid of it?
I mean, while we're using the term surgery loosely, they numb both of your toes, because look at the toenails, because they're going on both of them. And they basically kill the root of, like, the area that turns into an ingrown toenail.
Okay.
I have what's... then I'll stop.
No, I
the
love
doctor
this.
Years ago told me, like, in a very serious manner, like, it was a medical term. He's like, you have very bulbous toenails.
Bulbous.
Yeah, which basically just means fat. Like... And like, I was in high school, like I wasn't totally paying attention. I was like, yeah, no, totally. Like I understand. Like, I'm sure other people have it. And then I told mom that and she's like, honey, that just means like they're really wide.
They're really wide.
And I was like, so fat.
That's so fat. You just called my toenails fat. Okay, got it. Perfect. That's such a, like, was it a man?
It was.
Man medical term.
And he's serious. He's got his glasses on. He's like working on my toenails.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you do have bulbous toenails. And I was like, okay.
That's so funny, Claire. Yeah, no, Claire's feet are always like...
They're always a problem.
You're always trying to cover them. You're like, I hate my feet. I will... This is the last thing I'll say on your feet. And sometimes, like, they are very... quite small for it. Like they, it's amazing that like you're able to stand up.
Our physical keep therapist. Your body up. Our physical therapist, like, we love her, obviously. And she didn't necessarily believe me.
No.
And she's working, I don't know what she was working on at that time. This was, like, maybe a year ago or so. And I'm like, no, like, I don't know. I said, you know what? Hold on. And I just took my shoes and socks off. And I just how do they support the rest of your body?
She's told me this before, Madison. She's like, literally, how does Claire stand up? Like, she has the smallest, craziest little feet.
And I feel like the length of my foot would be, like, a 6.5. But due to the width... Due to the width, my feet are like a 7.5. And then now after having Henry, they're like pushing an 8. But I think they just got wider. I don't think they're they got wider. Longer.
No, because like we're technically the same size, but I put your shoes on.
Like, are
on.
We?
No, and like she puts my shoes on. It's different now after you've had Henry. But like she can't make it past like a certain depth of the shoe. And I'm like, literally, what is the size?
They're squares. And they're literally square feet.
It's like they're measured in width, not length. I'm
sorry. And I was saying they're square feet with tiny toes. And all four, not my big toe, but all four of my toes are the same height.
They're all the same. You guys, they're literally all the same. Like they're the craziest little feet.
I feel like everyone listening to this is gonna be like, "What'd you guys talk about?" Well, for 25 minutes, we went in detail into Claire's feet.
Claire's feet. Welcome back. And also, what I don't think you've been on a regular episode yet.
No, in a long time. Like, a regular episode, I think, was, like, right before I had Henry.
Yeah, so you've just been on Patreon, because you talked about, like, your birth story, and then you talked about, like, I think it was, like, 6 weeks postpartum.
Oh, my God. When I was giving birth, my feet, like, then they were huge. The nurse practitioner, who was lovely, who I went to high school with her daughter, I was freaked out by the epidural. Like, I can't even, like, I wanted it, and I got it, but, like, I was like, I'm going to go paralyzed. Right. Like, 100% is going to happen.
It's over.
And my feet were, like, kind of tingling and, like, going numb, and I was like, do we think there's something wrong? And she goes, honey. And she was like, really, really sweet. She was like, your feet are really, really swollen. Like, I think, I was like, okay, yeah,
but
we're good.
But they're like small feet that are really swollen.
They're like little balloons that I'm walking on.
Yeah,
I'm never gonna be asked back to the podcast.
No, I think you will. I think everyone's gonna love this small feet awareness. Okay,
like, I think I'm a Patreon guest only.
No, this is what we needed for this like week's episode. We needed so, just,
that was my low.
To say the very, very least, that was Claire's low. Oh my god, hilarious. I'm dying. I'm gonna be dead. No, yeah.
So I think we started talking about this weekend and the outfits that we were gonna wear.
Yeah,
in the spring closet clean out.
But you did clean out the closet a lot with mom. That was like on Sunday.
It felt yes, I had been working on it like throughout the week because it was insane. I have our closet. I had a huge, huge closet in my apartment that then became Connor and I's apartment. And I would say I was good about it, but like I didn't need to be great at it because I had so much space. And then when we moved, I did a big, big clean out. But like I don't think I'd really done anything kind of since then.
Right.
And a lot of it was like, it was also honestly like after having Henry, I feel like I don't want to wear like a ton of like thick sweaters because I'm like always hot, I feel like, with
him. Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Stuff like that. So we were brutal. And there was like some stuff. I was like, I can't do it, mom. I don't care what stays or goes, but like you have to do it. Cause like they were maybe like a little bit more expensive items or like things I'd had for a while that I really liked, but didn't wear too much anymore. So it feels amazing.
I feel like you, correct me if I'm wrong, like I feel like I have a really easy time just like getting rid of stuff or like selling stuff. I think
I like to think that I am.
I think you hold on to things a little bit more, maybe.
Definitely. And I would say like, but once I get into the mode, then it's all over. Like, but I would say it takes me a bit. Like I was calling them my auxiliary closets, which were just like the other bedroom closets. And like they were insane. Like it was just. And then a lot of the stuff that we finally went through was like all of the dresses that I wore in like my bridal era. So like my shower dresses, like the dresses I wore in my bachelorette. Like the engagement picture dresses and some stuff I did keep like for memories, but like I had kept all of that. And that was one of the sections I said to mom, I was like, I actually don't care in the best possible way, but like you tell me because I don't know, like, do I keep these? Do I sell them? Do I donate them? So
I also think it's different because like I'm always getting so many clothes coming in. So it's like by the time it's like a year later, like I'm always like donating or selling. Like I honestly like have a huge Poshmark following.
You do, yeah.
But like you're like, you know, somebody who shops normally, like a regular person.
Right, like so I feel like I was like slowly adding stuff.
But there's no reason to like get rid of stuff as often, I'm saying, because it's not like you're having an influx of clothes.
No, right.
Like
exactly.
You're like, you buy like a normal person.
Yeah, right. I mean, or mom will buy like fun outfits and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And the problem is I had the room.
You like, do have so many closets. Like,
and I think it's easier sometimes when you have less space because it forces you. But yeah. Like my apartment was, I mean, that closet that, was
it was
massive.
Like a whole room basically, yes. Which was nice. Just like amazing. The way that like the apartment was set up. Mm-hmm. I started last night with my deep cleaning of my apartment. Nice.
Did you start with the shower first with the tanning?
Yeah, but I always clean my bathroom like once a week. But I needed to like do it. I'd been honestly putting it off for like 3 weeks. And so I like made a list. And I think because we have this little trip coming up, good motivation because I want to come back and like really feel like set up for spring. Mm-hmm. So I'm like breaking it up so it's not, because I get really overwhelmed. Like I have to like make a list. So tonight I'm doing underneath my sink in my bathroom.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Because it's really small, but it's like it builds up quickly. Yeah,
no, I could totally see it. It doesn't sound fun. I mean, like it doesn't.
No. So I'm doing that. And then I did the actual cleaning last night. Like,
oh, nice.
Scrubbing of the floors, vacuuming, things like that. You know, really getting into the dusting. And then I have a rack like in my corner of my bedroom. Like, I don't think you've seen it full, but this is what I use. Like when you came over for the Galentine's Day where everyone hung their.
Oh, do you actually use that rack?
So I actually use that rack.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So that's like been in the corner and it's mostly been in the winter season because of all the coats. So but then I've just been like stacking sweaters on the bottom because it's like extra storage.
Well,
so
right.
I need to like, I'm going to do the rack and I'm going to do the sink. My closet is. I've kind of let it go crazy, though, because I'm like, I need to literally get rid of half of this stuff.
But once you know that you're going to clean out, that's how I got to it.
Yes.
Like, I knew that I was going to clean out in, like, the next couple weeks.
Right.
And so I wasn't even, like, if I was wearing something and then I was ready to donate it or sell it, like, I was putting it into a pile. Like, it was just a mess, the whole thing.
And a lot of the, like, I don't feel like I have a huge spring wardrobe. So it's like a small section of my closet. But then like this year I got so many
amazing.
Spring things. I think it's mostly Shopmy. So I have like all this stuff in the studio, but I want to bring it over. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like what my project is for this week. And I'm feeling a lot better just to declutter.
No, it's
declutter.
It feels so good. It is true. Like a very true spring cleaning.
Yes. I know we're always talking about cleaning and stuff, but it does take time.
It does. And it's like a lot of thought, I feel like, goes with it, too.
Yes.
Like, it's hard to – you can't really, like, start and stop easily. Like, I want – like, I did Sunday, and we just went through as fast as humanly possible.
As fast as humanly possible. And also, like, with the dresses and stuff, like, yes, like, your bridal era, you want to, like, keep some of those things for memories. But we don't – we're not going to tons of things where we need massive amounts of dresses.
No.
Like, I feel like – and that's, like, the main thing I feel like I get sent a lot. And then I have 27,000 dresses. Right. And a lot of times, like, I'll give stuff to you or I'll give stuff to Elizabeth. But after a little bit, I'm like, okay, I think we can donate this or, like, sell it or move on. So
– yes.
Because there's always going to be something new or some new resort collection or whatever.
Right.
So – but again, I'm in a little bit of a different situation because of what I do.
Right. No, I feel like mine. And right now I'm pretty much only, except for my athletic clothing, which is all, at this point, all Addison Bae because I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
I'm really just like, think I'm wearing dresses for the most part because like my old pants are a little bit too small still. But then like the pants that I got right after I had Henry are too big. So I'm just like in a weird limbo and I don't want to buy another set of pants.
Right. And you're like in the middle of your health journey and like you're really like transitioning into possibly new sizes and new clothes.
Right.
And stuff.
Exactly.
So it's like, we're not going
to. I apparently though need to stop walking. Because
well, and then now you've got this toe issue because you've just been getting in such great shape. You literally like both of your toes went out. Yeah,
I feel like I've been like really walking and you know doing all my exercises and stuff. So we'll see what.
Yeah, we'll see. It's also been super nice here. Like
beautiful.
The flowers are blooming. The trees are like the cherry blossoms. Like it really does feel like a spring season. Kind of a lot of rain, April showers type vibes. And it's your birthday week, which is so exciting.
My birthday's on Saturday.
Your birthday's on Saturday, which is like a great day. I love your birthday for so many different reasons. Because
it's a great time of year.
It's
I love
a great time of year.
Birthday.
And Connor's birthday was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you are Aries.
Mm-hmm.
So you did like a little happy hour for him.
Yes.
Just give like a little brief synopsis because if you're not on Patreon, then definitely subscribe because you can like go back and listen to like her birth story and just like parenting and everything like that. But what's been going on with Hen?
Oh my gosh, he's fantastic. I'm trying to think. We're really working hard on rolling. He is so close.
He's so close.
Yes, he is obsessed with, there's a very specific tree that's in bloom in our backyard and he just lays there and stares at it.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. He's super chatty.
Yeah.
A lot of cooing. He loves the owl noise. Like, whoo.
Yeah,
a lot of that.
We coo at him. Mm-hmm.
We have developed a fake cry, which is super fun. So when he's hungry, he does this like, kind of fake cry and then you look at him and he smiles.
He goes, it's like that. It's so fake. It's crazy.
It's
I'm like, how
hilarious.
Does that develop? Like,
no, it's so crazy. And then when he's tired, he's now like moaning like an old man.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you try to put him to sleep. And then I start laughing because it's I think it's like the craziest noise. Oh my God.
I saw that. I saw that one coming.
I did not. I just heard like a bang.
I know. It's so off-putting.
Welcome to our podcast.
Hilarious.
Okay, there we go.
So
he's been good. He was 4 months this past weekend, this past Sunday. So we celebrated by watching the Masters. I'm trying to think what else.
Yeah, the Masters was really nice. We did like a little afternoon. Mom made azaleas and we had some pimento cheese and it was lovely. I don't know. I feel like he's just been like sleeping well throughout the night.
He's doing much better. I feel like we're only up like once. And even if that, which is super nice, like there's been a lot of nights where we've hit like 8:30 to 6:30, yeah, which is amazing. Last night, like, he woke up at 4:30, but then he slept until, like, 9:15.
Which is kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he seems, and I can tell, like, when he comes over during the day, like, he always looks very well-rested.
Yes, yeah, he's a good sleeper.
He's a very good sleeper. Mm-hmm.
He only likes to take naps on us, which I think is still fun and cute right
now. Oh, I don't mind it. He burrows. He's been bringing his hands together. So he kind of just lays there with his hands together, and he looks like he's really thinking, which is really cute.
He's eating everything. Putting everything in his mouth.
Is he teething?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So is it like bothering him, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I don't actually know for sure like how that all works, but you can tell, like, nothing's popped through yet, but you can tell like he's just gnawing on everything.
Yeah, he is gnawing on everything. It's like, and then he licks his hand and he looks like I call him a little kitty cat.
Or an ice cream cone.
Or an ice cream cone. His hands. Yeah, yeah, he grabs onto it all. No, Henry's great. I'm excited for this weekend for another little trip with him. He was so good in Palm Beach. Like, that was a really good intro to travel and whatever. And I feel like it's going to be like, now that we've got that down pat.
Oh my gosh.
Plus there's like 16 adults with us. You know,
it's so amazing. And it's only two nights.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's so, I feel like it's going to be so easy to pack.
It's going to be really easy to pack.
It's like such a quick trip.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm just going to, like, you could just like his Palm Beach clothes and stuff. Because it'll be like the same type.
And mom did a big haul from Janie and Jack.
Oh, yes.
Just for like summertime stuff. But I feel like it'll actually work for this trip, like spring and summertime. I shouldn't just say summertime.
I would agree with that. She also got all new like bedding for one of the I'm just thinking of like random updates for the bedroom for Henry at our lake house.
Oh yes,
so prepping so for that, because really like Memorial Day will be here before you know. I mean, we're also out of town for that, but we kind of have a lot of good trips planned.
We do. And I will be here. Connor has a cousin's wedding out of town, like mid-May.
Oh.
But Henry's not sleeping through the night or anything, so we're not going to leave him. So I'll be here with Henry. Oh, good.
But yeah, she did get a bunch of new, like, Serena and Lily stuff. So I think she's going to, like, set. I haven't been up to the lake house in forever, but, like, that's going to be here before you know it. I feel like we need to, like, do some.
I haven't been up there, I think, since, like, September.
I was up there once in January for a night. But before that, I think it was, like, September as well.
I think it was, like,
well, you were, like, literally pregnant and then gave birth. Like, you weren't going to go up there.
No, no, no.
So, but like, it must have been the fall.
Yeah, it was something that, I think it was, like, early to mid-September.
Yeah, that makes sense. We've been up there a lot less for some reason this winter, just because of, like of lots Henry. Of stuff's been going on and, like, Henry and whatever. I did want to randomly pivot to some pop culture stuff.
Oh, nice.
I always love listening
to that. You didn't
want
to talk about my feet anymore?
As much as... No, that was literally the funniest part of the entire episode. You were cracking me up because it's like, we know it and it's so funny, like,
it's
saying
it. It's just, like, ingrained in me. Like,
it is, I guess, ingrained in you. Everybody in our family knows it.
Yeah, I just have, like, really weird feet. But yes, pop culture.
But Grammy has really small hands, too, and we, like,
tiny hands.
Yeah, but you don't notice it as much. Grammy's hands are small. She has, like, short, small fingers.
Yes, right, exactly.
Yours are... I always think your hands are very pretty, though. I feel like my hands are aging.
Oh my gosh, so, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I
hide them in here.
No, I know. I'm like, I always get worried with like the gel. Like if gel is aging. But then like the place that I go to, like we go to like a spot Woodhouse.
It's a chain.
And they it's a chain. I think they use like
they do. It's more like natural. Called? I forget, but not I know even, it's
strong. We have like really a soft
we'll find
gel.
Out. In
we'll find
years.
Out. Yeah. I think I am gonna do like a Dazzle Dry though, because I think they've been breaking. I think they need like a little bit of a
I
a
love
rest.
Dazzle Dry.
I know, we're such dazzled. And the place that we go to, Woodhouse, like, does it, which is
true. Yes.
Hard to come by. Anyway, I do kind of want to talk about some pop culture stuff, because I feel like we've had some really good TV recently. So we both started The Real Housewives of Rhode Island.
Yes.
Which what are your thoughts? I kind of love it.
The first episode, I couldn't tell anyone apart.
No.
Literally, it was like, I actually thought I was going insane.
Same.
Because I was like, okay, I really need to work hard. And I felt this way, if anyone watches The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, then... When they started, I couldn't tell Meredith and Lisa apart initially.
Yes.
I very much can now.
Yes.
And same with the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I couldn't tell Jesse and Demi apart for whatever reason. I don't know.
Okay.
The problem is it's the entire cast that I can't tell. It's like there's like eight people that all
they're
look
exactly identical.
The same.
Yeah.
I know Ashley. I never know how to say her last name, but I can tell her apart. And now, what is it, the third episode? I'm caught up. Whatever it is.
I'm like halfway through the third episode. Okay. I need to finish it tonight.
I can tell people more apart now.
Yes.
And like
I've got it down now. Like I know who everybody is.
There's a couple that I was like, okay, I'm happy that they're still putting the names underneath.
I think they didn't realize that it's also confusing. confusing.
I'm shocked that there's not a single blonde person. Like, we couldn't find one.
One blonde person, I don't think, in the entire state of Rhode Island. And it is so not who I thought would be, like, in a cat. I didn't think this is what Rhode Island would be. Like, I feel like we all think of it as very, like...
Yeah, I kind of agree with you.
But now I can see, like, I think that is, like, the culture of Rhode Island. Very...
It must be.
Like, almost like a mix between, like, a New Jersey and Boston accent.
If you're from Rhode Island, honestly, I want to hear people's opinions because I personally was surprised.
Me too.
And, is there only, like, brown-haired people in...
No, I know, like, brunettes. But I also think it's, like, this... Because they're, like, a real friend group, some of them.
Oh, I don't think I realized
so
that.
So, some of... I mean, a lot of them have known each other since high school.
Oh, really?
And a lot of them are Italian or Lebanese or Syrian. So, I think there's, like, a big community in Rhode Island of
that. There must be, right.
Because they all kind of look similar. But, like, Rula came in, and she looks so similar to Liz. And then I didn't realize that, like, Dolores is actually on Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, I didn't realize that either.
And she, like... For some reason, just came on like a couple episodes.
And she knows Liz.
And she's identical to Liz. They look twins.
They're literally identical. They made a comment that they both go to the same surgeon.
Right. And then Dolores kind of looks familiar, and she's been like doing like a press circuit with them. I don't know if she is like their, what's the word? Like mentor for the show.
Oh, interesting.
But I was getting a little confused
by that. Who's the lead, do you know? Or like the quote unquote lead? Like I felt like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Kyle was the one that put it all together. I think Salt Lake City was Lisa.
I think it's Liz, but I'm not quite sure because Liz knows Kelsey, and then Liz also knows, I can't even remember her name, but like the other two girls who live a little bit outside of Rhode Island who like were in high school together, but their accents are cracking me up. I think it's good. I was listening to that one part though. Did you watch when the, I forget her name, where she was talking about how she doesn't like to drive on the highway and she goes, I hit
a
woman. Yeah. And then the
producer's like, you hit a woman? Like,
and she's like, I hit a woman. Like, they're just so open with like cheating on the husbands. And like some of them
or vice versa, cheating, like the husband's cheating on the wives.
Yes.
It's crazy.
And then the one girl has like a boyfriend, but then he has a girlfriend. So she got another boyfriend.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. And they're all just like very like at very a open. In a vineyard, like talking about this. Yeah.
It's interesting, too, because when we were in Rhode Island this past summer, we drove past Ashley and Jared's coffee shop.
Oh, we did?
Do you remember that? The driver said, if you guys know, but he couldn't remember the name of the people. And it took a while to like figure it out. But then I was like, wait, Ashley and Jared. He said it's a bachelor couple. They're from Rhode Island. Like the husband's from, like he actually knew a lot about them, but he couldn't remember their names. And I think the coffee place is called Audrey's.
Audrey's, yeah.
And he was like, oh, a lot of people want to stop at Audrey's because it's like famous people that own it. And it's just intriguing because we saw the outside. It's like a strip center, yes. I feel like, where
they show it in the show. Yeah.
Yeah. So like you drive past it, but it's kind of funny to see.
Now we've seen it on the show.
Yeah.
And it's not doing well, apparently. You know, they're showing it like it's a stress on them. So maybe because of the show, it'll do a little bit better.
Hopefully.
I mean, there's only so many people in Rhode Island who are going to be going to that area, but it could become a destination.
Maybe. And I almost feel like that was the driver was referring to, but maybe it's not a destination for people. I don't actually know.
I'm not quite sure, but they should. I don't know why it's called Audrey's either. It must be like some family name or whatever. Yeah, it's funny seeing Ashley. It's also funny because like I've been watching Summer House, and like
I don't watch Summer House.
I just started it before this whole scandal came out. I only went back and watched, like, we're on season 10, so I just went back and watched 9 and then 10.
Oh, that's it. Like, you didn't start at 1?
I didn't start at 1 because that's, like, 10 years ago.
No, and that's, like, overwhelming to me. Like, I think I'd finish it in 2 years then.
And I felt like that was too dated of drama. Like, maybe I would go back and watch 8 because there's some things that are getting referred to. I mean, that was only, like, 2 summers ago. Sure. I think I can handle that. But it's funny because a lot of the Summer House characters are, like, around the same age as now the Housewives of Rhode Island. Like, they're in their 30s and stuff. So it's just interesting how Bravo sets stuff up. I do feel like Bravo's having a bit of a resurgence. Like, I think they too. Money into it this year with new shows and stuff. Yeah.
What's going on with New York? Do we know?
I don't know, but I didn't ever hate the series.
No, people hated it. Now, I will say, we never watched the original Roni.
No.
So I could see if you watch the original one and then you've got a brand new one, like I could kind of see how like you liked the original and then you're not going to bother with the new one. But since I never watched the old one, I enjoyed the new one.
I enjoyed the new one and I liked that it was a younger cast. And I felt like they had like Rebecca Minkoff.
Jenna Lyons.
Like there were some good big names.
Yeah.
I don't think you can ever be what the original was, because I think that was just like a...
I think so too. Yeah. I think it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of getting... I'm like moving... Like Beverly Hills needs to get it together.
No. It's like always been my favorite, but this
it's just like very dry.
I do love... Okay, is it Rachel Zoe or Rachel Zoe?
I think it's Zoe.
Zoe, okay.
Yeah, I love her. She's so funny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My favorite was like when she was talking about the clip. It was like last week where she was... Everyone was like stressing out about Dorit spending and like everything going through her divorce. And Erica's like, well, the first thing we all talk about is finances. And the way Rachel Zoe was like, yeah, girl, this is like, don't throw me into this pile. Like, I do not have a problem. Like, she just said it. And I was like, good for you. Like, you might all be getting divorced, but like, don't right. act like I also have a finance problem.
No, hilarious. It was really funny. I love Erica. I have for a while. And I really, my favorite, I think, this season are Rachel and Bose.
I agree. Erica, to me, like, she's just such a character. Like, yes. She plays both sides.
And I think she knows how to play the game of Housewives.
She does.
Like, she's been on it enough where she very much, like, knows that like some one season you're gonna be the villain, one season you're not. Like, it's a lot of work, but she knows how to play the game, I feel.
And like, I love how like she's still like fully being sued and like
everything. I also like how Dorit was like, you don't know what a hard time is. Meanwhile, like, she's been in the tabloids for like actually getting sued because her husband ripped off horribly millions of people from people who were I can't talk the husband ripped off
baby brain. No,
yeah, no, literally.
It's the toes. She's like, I'm numb. I can't. No, I know which. But yeah, he was, you know, just got screwed so many people over.
So many people and millions upon millions of dollars.
Totally. Yeah.
And Dorit's like, you don't know what a hard time is.
Right. And I do get a little depressed because they're all divorced. That would be my only thing.
I kind of agree with you. Yeah. Like, I'm happy that Bose is engaged.
I am happy that Bose is engaged. But other than that, they're pretty much, it's your, yeah, I kind of agree. So somebody, that's the only things that I have with that. Okay, we did have some questions that came in for the show because we are doing Anne's advice, but then there were some that would definitely apply to today's episode. So I thought we could finish off and kind of answer some questions. Let me just pull this up. I also left our email, which you guys can always write in with questions or scenarios or anything like that if you wanted a little bit of a longer form. Okay, not advice, but any current book recommendations. Are you reading anything?
Oh, I am. What is it called? It's really good. The Wonderful Miss Alice? No, Miss Alice Network, I think it's called.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. It's my book club book, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I'm trying to think. I've read some really good ones recently, and every single one is eluding me.
Mm-hmm. That always happens.
I read The Housemaid, which is an older book. Obviously, the movie just came out, but our book club read it, you know, like right before the movie came out purposely. Oh my gosh.
I can always put it on the screen.
Put them in the links because there was a couple that have been page turners. The last time I saw him and the first time I saw him, something like that. Mom and I read it. Like, it was a book club book. And then the second one just came out. And I literally can't recommend it enough. And I can't remember the name of it.
Don't worry. You have a baby and your feet are numb. So you're going through a lot. And you were just asked to be on the show. There's a lot going on.
I'll tell you because you should put it in the comments.
I will.
Because there are very few books. Like, a lot of times I just read because it's like a good escape.
Yes.
Like fun right before, like calming right before bed. And especially when we were doing overnight feedings, I was really trying to read as opposed to being on my phone because I felt like it was easier to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my gosh, like I finished that one. So I couldn't put it down.
Okay, I'll
Henry's
put it definitely.
Henry's crying and I'm trying to finish the
you're
book.
Like, could you hold on for a second? Mommy needs to get through this chapter. Mm-hmm. This is actually a good one. I think that the two of us can address how to be consistent on meal plan and healthy eating / macros. Why don't we go through kind of like what we're doing as far as like, because we do actually have a really good system going down for our hashtag health journey.
Yes.
And we're kind of trying to stick to like 100 grams of protein a day. Yes,
right.
We're trying to keep our sodium low.
Yes.
So like under 200, like I forget what it is. It's certain milligrams, but we're trying to track that.
Mm-hmm.
We are tracking how much water we're drinking.
Tons of water.
So,
and then I cut out, well, I think everyone kind of did, but I cut out sugar.
We cut out
entirely
sugar
right now.
Yep.
Except for like natural sugar. It's like fruit.
Yeah, no sugar.
Like and then honestly, I pretty much cut out any carbs as well. I was gluten-free for like 3 years before I got pregnant with Henry because like I just felt better and I felt like it was better for my skin. And then that's all I ate when I was pregnant was just like as much gluten as humanly possible.
Yeah.
It was like my body was craving it more so than that and chicken.
The chicken. I forgot about the chicken.
Oh my God. That was hilarious. So much chicken. And then I would say after like in the last month or so, I've had like maybe a handful of pieces of bread. Like I used to have like a sandwich for lunch. Now I'm doing more of like a salad or, you know, like a sandwich with that bread kind of thing. So it's mainly for me, it's really big with the no sugar and basically no carbs.
And we're tracking like all, really no sugar at all. Mm-hmm. And I would say now that we're in week four, like I'm not craving, like genuinely, that's not what I'm craving is the sugar. I would say I'm craving more of like the salt. Yeah. Like I probably miss like a chip or like a pretzel or anything like that. But yeah, we're tracking the carbs. We're tracking the protein. We're tracking the sodium. We're tracking our fiber.
Fiber is the other one, which then, I'm not good about the fiber, but I'm trying to be better.
No. And then obviously like steps and stuff, trying to work that in as much as possible. I think when you're eating healthy like this, it can be hard to also incorporate the workouts.
Yes. And due to my toes. Yes. But I think it wasn't the goal to get like 2.5 hours of exercise, which I actually think is really easy for the week.
Yes.
Like when you actually like break the whole thing down, like if you go on like a 45 minute like power walk, and I'm not doing anything crazy. Like I'm not running, which I wouldn't be anyway right now, but like I'm doing like light, not even weights, but like what do they call when it's
bands.
Like bands. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. With bands or like body weight type stuff. And then lots and lots of walking.
Lots of walking for all of us. Pushing the stroller. Oh my God, we went on a walk the other day, Claire and I, like around lunch, and we were power walking and I pushed the stroller. That is a workout.
Yes,
like,
and I try to do it up inclines and stuff, even if it's a little bit of an incline, because that stroller's heavy.
Stroller's heavy, and like I feel like that's so good for your like glutes and like your arms and everything like that.
And adding Henry to the stroller is like 20 pounds.
Right, exactly. So like that in itself is a really, I feel like all summer we'll be doing that. Mom went to like her regular doctor, whatever it was, like for a physical like a couple weeks ago before we started doing this, and she was saying that you should have 30 different fruits and vegetables, seeds, and legumes.
That sounds right.
Per week.
Or nuts.
Nuts.
Something like that.
So we were like, okay.
Wasn't hitting that.
Not at all. So we have been having like a lot of smoothies. We can kind of go through like what we've been eating for every single day, because maybe this would help and kind of like break it down. I feel like we have a good system.
Yeah.
When I come over to the house, I've been doing, I don't know if you've been doing this, but I've been doing 2 packs of like just plain oatmeal. No you know, anything additives, or it's not a flavor, with strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, and then we add chia and flax seeds. Sometimes I'll do a banana, and then I have like an Americano. That's my breakfast. What do you have for breakfast?
I go back and forth between a protein shake if like Henry's up and we're doing stuff, or if I'm up before him or he's taking a nap or anything, then I'll do just plain Greek yogurt, like no nut, vanilla or anything like that, with strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, whatever I have in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then mom mentioned it would be, I keep forgetting to put the chia and flax seeds. It was a good idea. I keep forgetting to like stir it in.
It kind of adds texture. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like our breakfast, and then we've been loving like the Fairlife chocolate protein shakes.
Yes.
That helps,
or the Nuri ones. I've also been having those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then like for lunch, we've been doing like egg white omelets with turkey, tomatoes, a little bit of feta, spinach, and then we have like sliced tomatoes on the side, and then we'll have like one piece of like whole wheat toast and just nothing on it, and just like toast it, split it down the middle.
Yes. Or I'll do deli turkey with spinach. I kind of make like a salad sandwich type thing, like everything I would put on a sandwich, but I turn it into a salad.
Yes.
So spinach, deli turkey, like a slice of pepper jack or cheddar or something, like a you know, slice of cheese of some sort, and then like I'll either throw in like banana peppers or pickles or like something to give like a little, something to give like a little salt with it. And then I'll either put mustard on it or that really good salsa.
Oh my
gosh. It doesn't really taste like salsa.
It's so good. It's like from our local market.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
And it's like a Cleveland-based salsa. Mm-hmm. It's so good. And then mom, like especially when all three of us are over, like if you come over in the afternoon, because smoothies, I feel like when you just make it for yourself are like such an upheaval.
Right.
Just like cleaning the blender, getting all the ingredients. So she's been really great about like, well, one, doing that for us, but she's been freezing like cherries, mangoes, strawberries, spinach, kale. She adds almond milk, chia, flax seeds, bananas, really anything.
Some collagen.
Collagen, like throwing in lots of different fruits and vegetables throughout the week. And so we'll like usually have a smoothie in the afternoon, which is so filling.
Yes.
Or like today I was starving, so I had some cottage cheese. Like normally I would eat it with crackers, and I just like have been cutting up cucumbers.
That's
and
really
putting
good.
Everything but the bagel seasoning.
Yep.
And like I still have that crunch, but like just a healthier choice.
Mm-hmm.
What were you gonna say?
I've done the cottage cheese with everything bagel seasoning.
Yeah.
But I haven't dipped anything with it. That'd be a good idea.
It's nice to dip it in because it feels like you're having a dip.
Yes.
We've been doing like lots of hard-boiled eggs, lots of turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what else. That's kind of like, and then for dinners, like,
we've done a lot of different variations of stuff with chicken, honestly.
Yeah.
Like last night we did a really, really yummy salad with chicken. So it just kind of depends on the night. But Connor, I really, really like the way he makes the chicken.
Oh, good.
Which mom keeps asking. I keep forgetting to send it to her. But it's just like a whole bunch of different spices and everything. So he, like, even last night, he made a ton of chicken breasts.
Yeah.
So, like, we could always warm back up or have it cold. So
yeah.
It's kind of a good way to not really mix it up. But I feel like I actually just love that chicken. I'm not really, like, a steak person unless it's more of a special occasion.
Right.
And I like salmon, but, like, I don't really want to cook salmon.
Yeah, I get that, too. Mom's been doing, like, you said, like, lots of chicken in the beginning of the week, and, like, sometimes she'll send me home with it. Or they've been doing, like, last week they had just steaks with just salt and pepper.
Yes.
And sweet potatoes, mm-hmm. which is really good. She made, like, a really healthy meatloaf that was, like, with turkey instead of...
Oh, we did a ground turkey, like, taco bowl, but mine was, like... with no chips, basically. Yeah. And it was like, I did some avocado. I did like a little bit of cheese, but not a ton. I'm trying to think what else. Salsa.
Yeah.
I forget what else I put in the taco. Yeah. But it was ground turkey, which was... It was good.
Which is good. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is like the cleanest I've eaten in years.
I feel great.
I feel like, great. I also feel like this is helping like heal my stomach lining. As you guys know, I had that whole crazy debacle. So like my stomach feels so much better. And I don't know. We're just getting like a lot of fiber. We're getting a lot of protein.
Oh, we're drinking tons of water. I think you mentioned that, but I'm not good about drinking water. Like I'm actually really bad about it. And then periodically it's like, you know, I haven't drank any water in like, I don't know, 24 hours. And it's like, even longer than that. And then I want every single glass of water ever. Yes. So I'm being much better about that.
Being much better about that. And also I feel like we're really doing well, like even on the weekends, because I feel like it's one thing, like you eat super clean and you work out throughout the week and like it can just really go out the door on the weekends.
Yes.
So even like not depriving ourselves of anything, but on Friday I was out to dinner. So I had like, I ordered the salmon and I just had like the salmon with the spinach and like didn't touch the potatoes.
Yes.
So just like little changes.
I feel like I haven't really thought about it too much. Like at the beginning of my pregnancy, I was really sick. And so like I couldn't eat that much anyway. And then the middle of it, like I felt like I ate normal, but it was definitely not as clean as this. And then by the third trimester, like I was just, everything was out the window.
Open season.
Yeah, exactly. And then after I had Henry, obviously like you're not really like focusing too much on it. So it was great. Like a good kickstarter to be like, I kind of feel like this is how I used to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Not to this level. Like we're doing an amazing job, but it was much like I didn't really have sugar, at least during the week.
Right.
Like I was very disciplined and I haven't been this disciplined in probably like a year or two. So it feels really good.
It feels really good. I think we started this like right after we got back from Palm Beach.
That sounds right.
I think it was something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know.
We didn't do great. This in Palm Beach.
No, we
ate everything in sight in Palm Beach.
I was treating bread baskets like they were celery. I was having key lime pie like it was like a necessity. We'll end with a couple extra questions. How to have a close relationship with mom/family, specifically if they live far away?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
We are very, very close. And I feel like any family of three girls can kind of resonate with that as well.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of people that are close with their parents and siblings. But we talk to each other and our mom specifically a ton. Like,
yes.
I mean, now it's different having Henry because she's also helping out a ton. But even before that, I talked to her at least once every single day, whether she would call me or I would call her. And we kind of called one another at this around the same time every day. I would say in college, it was the exact same thing. Like, it was constant communication. And I think communication is always like the most important thing.
Yes.
Even if it feels trivial, like you're just sharing, you know, what seems like little things, your mom would love to hear anything. That you want to share.
Yes.
And I think it would just be a great like way if you're not close with your mom right now, even just calling and telling her about your day.
Totally.
Or a fun thing that's coming up. Like she's going to be so excited to hear about it.
Yes. I think communication and, you know, like texting little things, group chats are always good, sending pictures, calling her when you're leaving work. I mean, I like obviously Laura, who works with us, she's also one of three girls, but all of her sisters live different places. So like they just did like a big Napa trip where they all like went on a girls trip together with their mom. So maybe if you're not near, you know, your family a lot, like making an effort and even planning it like twice a year or 6 months out to have like little trips where you guys can like look forward and having that like bonding
or visiting
time.
Each other.
Or visiting
like
each
it
other,
doesn't have
course.
To be
of
a
course.
Trip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it's just like constant communication, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Advice on saving your money/investing, specifically starting out in your 20s.
Oh, that's so hard. It's like not a fun topic necessarily either. Yeah. I actually like stuff to do with money because I think it's interesting, but like not everybody does. But there's a couple different things, like there's different tips I feel like I've gotten throughout the years. Like you're never supposed to spend more than 30% of your salary on your living situation, whether it be apartment or your mortgage and stuff like that. I mean, I would personally try to keep it even less than that, but to each their own, I would say. I also think if you're at a company that has 401k matching, do that. So put in the max amount that you need to put in to get their max match, because it's essentially free money. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would, because like of all the places to do it, that's, it's a great way to save for retirement. If you can avoid any type of credit card debt, I mean, sometimes it's just difficult depending on your situation. But I feel like if you can consistently pay off your credit card mm-hmm. every month, it's a great way. If you don't feel like you can, or if you're more prone to like, oh, it's on a credit card, maybe switch to a debit card so that you like it's coming directly out of your bank yeah. account and it's more surprising. I've known someone that really just tries to pay in cash because they have to like actually have the cash and then spend it, like as a good way to try to like be cognizant of it. I've also had friends do like no spend whatever month it is. So like for that month, they really hunker down. They don't necessarily go out to eat. They're just spending what they absolutely need.
Yeah.
Just as like a good way, like a as reset. A reset if you know that you've got like a big summer coming up or like a lot of weddings or a trip or something like that. But I do think that saving as early as possible and investing as early as possible is amazing and really, really necessary. If you're not totally sure like what to invest in, which I kind of understand because like you have to do research and like, you know, yeah. unless it, like everyone right. knows the big ones, but I feel like even if you just put it in the money market or like in an index fund or like a high yield savings account, you're then consistently at least making like 3 or 4% on your money, and it's not just sitting there. Definitely don't have any money just sitting in an account.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That was really great advice. Yeah. I think that's a perfect way to end the show. Good advice for the ladies in their 20s. Mm-hmm. And we can always have more podcasting about that yeah. if you want to hear mm-hmm. a little bit more from Clara on that, because she does like
I do love about, it. And Connor and I enjoy yes, talking about it together.
Numbers mm-hmm. and money. She's our go-to gal. And
but like, it can just, be stressful yes, for a lot yes. of people. Like we don't, like we enjoy talking about it. We're very open about all finances and everything. So it's great. But it is, that can be a hard topic.
And like you are always who I kind of go to. Like you were just helping me like the other day with different like,
oh, banking stuff. Banking,
I call her Banking Barbie because she's like always our go-to in the family. Mm-hmm. Your real estate Barbie, your banking Barbie. It's so funny. But yeah, no, that would also be could be another good topic. Absolutely. Even over on Patreon if somebody cares a little bit more about it. Mm-hmm. But thank you all so much for listening to Bose and Company. I'm so happy we're back. I promise mm-hmm. I will try and get this Apple podcasting situation figured out. But for those on Spotify or YouTube, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you mm-hmm. are an Apple podcast listener, then I thank you for listening to it on another platform that mm-hmm. you might not feel super comfortable on.
I'm an Apple podcast listener, yeah. but the YouTube. I actually love YouTube too.
Good. I do like mm-hmm. YouTube as well. And I think it's sometimes fun to watch the episodes. I just
don't have a Spotify subscription. Do you need a Spotify?
No. No. You oh, could just gosh. Like have a Spotify account.
Or listen on Spotify.
Yeah, which I feel like most people listen on Spotify.
Oh, nice.
Well,
okay.
YouTube as well. But like if you're just audio only, Spotify is like the go-to streaming service. Mm-hmm. Apple Podcasts is not as frequent, but it is still a huge chunk of my listeners. So to say that this is not good for business would be an understatement. But hopefully there's always something technically that pops
it's
up.
Hard.
Yeah. So, but we're excited to be with Audioboom because now we have like some, oh, that's the other thing. Like we now have ads in the beginning. I think there was like some weird ads that I had to like go in and I was like, what's going on? But
great.
I think we figured that out as well.
But that's so exciting. I did hear the ads yeah. at the beginning. I was like, oh, no way.
I know. I can kind of go in and like pare them down to certain topics. I had just forgotten to do that for the first couple.
Oh.
So then there was like something about a casino and I was like, oh my God. But like it's been adjusted.
I don't really feel like our podcast listeners, I say her podcast listeners are big casino goers.
No. And I was like, wait a minute. So I was like emailing management and they're like, just go in and like figure out like what you want, like home and yes. garden and like travel. And
it ended
like
with 1-800 gamblers.
No, literally. I was like, what is going on? So it's been a little transition time, but thank you all for sticking around. Be sure to subscribe to the Patreon. We're going to have Anne on for Anne's advice. We have nice. Lots of questions, lots of emails that you could always write in at emilyonbose@gmail.com if you feel like you need to have the space and the length.
Like a bigger, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, Claire, for joining us.
Absolutely. I'm going to go hobble away now with my numb toe.
I hope mm-hmm. that you can like sleep tonight and they won't like hurt.
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah.
It's wrapped up. See. It's huge. It looks actually ridiculous.
What a crazy Tuesday mm-hmm. you had.
And yeah. Unexpected.
Like, unexpected. Maybe yeah. that's better though. You didn't have any time
probably.
To
anticipate. Like I wasn't dreading it because I was like, oh my God, this would be no big deal. And then like three numbing shots later, I was like, okay.
This is nothing against childbirth. I can do it.
It's so crazy.
Oh my God. Well, thank you all so much for listening to another episode of Bose & Company. And remember that everything is in fact better with a bow. Bye-bye now.